Welcome again to The Business Side, our weekly in-depth look at business-related topics. I'm Alan Lytle, and today we're talking about the business of attracting more film crews to the Bluegrass. Last month, Governor Beshear signed into law a bill that bolsters state tax incentives for this sort of activity. Joining me to talk about all this is Mark Green. He's the managing editor of the Lane Report Business Magazine. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Alan.
All right, Mark, your staff has been looking into this recently. So what have they found since Governor Beshear signed this new tax incentive?
The state beefed up its tax incentives for film and TV production in the last legislative session. We went up from a 20% refundable tax credit to 30% and kind of enhanced what qualifying costs are, that now the cost of the talent, the stars that you put in your productions is a qualified cost. And there's even an additional 5% if the production takes place in counties that have been certified to have high unemployment or difficult economic circumstances. And that 30% incentive puts us on a par with the two states that have the best incentives and that have attracted the most of this film and TV production business, which is Louisiana and Georgia.
So now we're kind of at the table, and what will that mean for Kentucky?
Well, we hope it's going to mean new business for the state and creation of a new industrial sector or business sector. Some of the skilled crew people that have been in Kentucky have actually left and gone to Louisiana because that's where the work is. The state film office is encouraging people to go to their website at filmoffice.ky.gov, and they want skilled crew people to register on there and to submit, and for people to submit possible location photos. Because this is an inducement to get the producers to come here. They want to know that there is the trained, skilled crew people around that can execute their productions when they come here.
There are some indications that Kentucky was missing out big time on some very recent major productions.
Well, Mona Jewett at the State Film Office said that there was a production that had gotten all the way up to the verge of starting a year or two ago, and at the last second pulled the plug and went to West Virginia because their incentives were 5% better than what Kentucky offers. We're now on a par with the top states, and she says that while last year there was one application for these tax incentives and it was withdrawn, this year we have 5 approved applications and 2 more that are in the pipeline. Now, the people who want to get these tax incentives, they have to fill out an application with the state, and they have to get that application reviewed by the Kentucky Tourism Development and Finance Authority. Already they're getting some traction with this.
Mark, you mentioned Louisiana and Georgia and how prolific they have become in attracting film crews, film and TV crews to their respective states. How much business are we talking about here?
Well, Louisiana is considered the top state for this, and they got out in front and enacted their incentives in 2002, which is only 13 years ago. But according to their state film office website, they've had 400 movie productions there in the past decade, and they've grown their skilled crew base by 300 or 400%. They say that in 2013 and 14, there was $1.6 billion in certified spending for film and TV productions in that state. And they gave out a significant amount of tax credits, but according to their website, the state and local governments netted $87 million in tax revenue after the incentives from these productions that came there.
I know for a fact that a lot of people in Kentucky expressed some frustration, especially with the recent television series Justified, which was supposed to be set in Harlan and Lexington, and the crew never came here because of expenses.
No, those scenes were shot in California. I also heard that some of the scenes were shot in Pennsylvania. and Kentucky got nothing. And then another big one recently was the Kevin Costner miniseries a couple of years ago, very, very popular, The Hatfields and McCoys. That is about as Kentucky as you can get, and the bulk of the shooting was in Romania.
Somehow that just doesn't seem right.
No, it doesn't. That should have taken place in Kentucky. And that's the goal here. The First Lady, Jane Beshear, has been a big proponent of this. She was behind getting the first incentives enacted in 2009 when the movie Secretariat was in pre-production from Disney. And Secretariat was on the verge of taking their production to Louisiana when Kentucky enacted its first set of incentives in 2009, and that some of that production did take place here in Kentucky at Keeneland, at Churchill Downs, and elsewhere. And that was a major motion picture with some big stars, John Malkovich and Diane Lane. But we haven't really had much since then. And there's a lot of business taking place, and these people are very, very sensitive to these incentives. Mona Jewett says at the trade show she's been to, it's literally the first question that everyone asks.
And now they have a better answer to give to these folks.
Yes, they do. And it's going to take us probably a year or so to see if we're getting traction with this. Apparently, planning and pre-production on these things takes 6 months to a year and a half. But already we have five approved productions that are going to get some tax incentives. And Representative Rand, who was the primary sponsor, said that the legislature will review this in a year and a half or 2 years to see what the results have been. But according to Mona Jewett, one of the important factors to our enhanced incentives is that there is no sunset to them and there is no cap on the amount of benefits. So the state's encouraging the film and TV producers to come and spend unlimited amounts of money here.
And again, we want to emphasize that film crews or anybody homegrown that works in any capacity is being encouraged to register.
Yes, indeed. She says that will really help the state. The more people who go to filmoffice.ky.gov site and register as a skilled crew individual or business, the better it is for the state in attracting business.
All right, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank you, Mark Green, managing editor of The Lane Report. He's been our guest again on the business side, so have a good week ahead.
You too, Alan. Good to be with you.